The Braves and the Blue Jays continuing their four-game home-and-home series at Rogers Center on Tuesday. Braves get right to work in the first. It is second and third for Matt Kemp facing Marco Estrada.
Lined into left field. Carrera plays it on a hop. One run scores. It's a tag team relay to the plate. And Enciarte and Phillips score standing up. And Matt Kemp drives home the first two in the first.
Here's the 1-1. Freeman hits it high in the air. Right center field. Going back is Pilar. Going back. She's gone. That ball had some carry. Scoring from second is Phillips. Freeman with another home run here north of the border. That's 14. Two more RBIs. That's 25. And for the Braves, now it's 5-2.
Line drive into center field. It's going to score a run. So on two strikes, Darwin Barney times a upper 90s fastball. And that makes it a 5-4 game.
Danny Barnes winding and pitching, and it's socked to left center deep on his horse Pilar to the warning track. Looks up. She's gone. Dansby Swanson puts the Braves in front. What a blast to left center field. He hit it into the batter's eye. That is the third home run for Swanson, an eight-game hitting streak, and most importantly, a 6-5 lead for the Braves.
Fly ball, well hit, right center field. Did Kemp get enough? At the wall, it is off the fence. One run scores. Here comes Freddie around. Throw to the plate. He's going to score standing up. And Matt Kemp with a huge insurance hit extends the Braves' lead to 8-5.
How about them apples?
The Braves will take the Blue Jays back with them down south as the four-game home-and-home series continues in Atlanta on Wednesday. Here's Braves skipper Brian Snitker on Tuesday's 9-5 win.
When you can get two out RBIs, usually something good's going to happen. I mean, you can win in streaks or just, you know, play good baseball, and it's, and we've been doing a good job of it. With the exception of the other day, I mean, it's a, you know, we, it's good. It's good to see.
What went into the decision of pulling Jaime there?
I just liked the matchup right there. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, anything. He had pitches. It was just a situation of the game that Jose was well rested, and just the matchups right there, and, you know, just one of those things.
These past 2 days, you know, they pulled closer there within a run or two runs, you know, there in the fourth or fifth inning. Good to see your team continue to come up big in that next inning.
It's great to see Dansby kind of, you know, he had a really good he's had a really good road trip, and swinging the bat good, it's good to see the guys. They just keep fighting, you know, like they do when all the time. And you know, Matt's swinging that bat good now. Freddie, all of them. You know, Nick's been really, really good, and they're all, you know, all of them are swinging the bat really well.
What are you thinking there on that double play ball that Brennan line driver there? Just,
you know,
a heck of a thing.
Yeah.
How about just with Freeman? It's, you know, you've seen a lot of great seasons here, but what you've seen basically from the time you started this.
The thing that impresses me most is, you know, I term it that boring professional. He just goes about it every day like it's, you know, he comes, shows up, and is really intense and into it and competitive and does everything that an ultimate pro does. I mean, he just prepares to play the games, doesn't get too high or too low. He takes every at bat's an individual thing, and it's just a great approach and a great outlook that he has.
And for Jose Ramirez to give up those couple hits but to come back and give you that seventh inning.
You know, and he had those two guys right where he wanted them. You know, and just couldn't finish him off, and then he regrouped and threw the ball really well. You know, kind of, I said that's kind of what I was expecting when I brought him in, and that's just a situation where it's just one of them games. I mean, they're going to be like that, and I just felt like, answer your question again, the matchup was good for Jose right there, and Jaime threw the ball really well and did a really good job. But it's just sometimes, you know, make a decision, and I hate that he didn't get the win, but glad we did.
You've seen, you know, especially today, but over the last week, what Kemp and Freeman can do when they're both clicking
at the same time. I've seen it for a while, you know, and Matt had a week where, you know, he wasn't driving the runs in he wanted to, but it's just, you know, a guy like that, it's just a matter of time. I mean, it's like you look at, you know, it's again, I always say you look at his baseball card and it's going to be like that again this year. I mean, he's the guy that just knows he has a knack for driving runs in and loves those situations. And, you know, he's going to go through periods. It's everybody does in baseball. And, you know, just like everything. So, you know, you don't worry about a guy like that. You don't worry about a Markakis or Freddie Freeman or anybody, because they're going to show up and they're going to do, you know, they're going to come to play every day. And then sometimes it's going to go their way and sometimes it isn't.
You kind of touched on it, but it was a great offensive road trip for Dansby Swanson. How much more reward is it for you guys that you stuck with him and believed in him while he was kind of slumping there?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the growing pains or the just learning the league. You know, it's different than it was last year. Or, you know, it's just the whole thing. Every year is different. And when you start out, you're going to go through some adversities and some trials. And you know, he's not where he wants to be right yet. But, you know, the kid has a great outlook on things. And he just continues to work. And, you know, and it's good to see the hard work, the perseverance, the confidence he has in himself to see it pay off.
Mike Fultonevich takes the mound on Wednesday as he squares off with Joe Biagini.